absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.
Hello and welcome to show 171 of our podcast, Absolutely Intercultural. My name is Laurent Borgmann, and today our show will be all about intercultural experiences during a semester spent abroad. Our current exchange students from Australia and Hungary have just finished 1 year studying and doing their internships in Germany. Spending a long time far away from home, all on one's own, will probably change your way of thinking and doing things. Have you ever thought about spending some time abroad in order to acquire intercultural experiences? Or are you still undecided because you have too many worries about leaving your comfort zone and getting along in a foreign country? You are in good company. Our international exchange students, too, had many worries before they arrived at our university. But they did survive their year abroad with a smile on their faces. So in our first category, absolutely open-minded, I interviewed Talia, Matthew and Lucy, all Australian students. They've spent a year in Germany and are going to share some advice.
So if somebody offers to take you dancing or do a dancing class, even if you don't like dancing, go to that dancing class.
Okay. Judith from Hungary also spent a semester in Germany, and she remembers her initial shock when she heard that she could not get a place in the university halls of residence.
When I got a message about that we couldn't come here to live in the student dormitory, I was quite a bit worried about that.
In our second category, absolutely helpful, we asked ourselves what kind of help future exchange students need during the planning of their semester abroad. I interviewed Adelheid Korb, who will tell us more about typical questions and worries of exchange students before they arrive in Germany. It seems to be mostly about accommodation.
The questions are, where am I going to live? Mm-hmm. What is my room going to be like? Will I be sharing?
In our third category, absolutely life-changing, I asked Barbara Neukirchen to share some experiences of how exchange students change during their stay abroad.
Sometimes they leave as children and they come back as adults.
In our last category, absolutely inspired, Andreas Faustich will explain how his year abroad still has a strong influence on his own teaching style, although it was such a long time ago.
That, for example, the way I assess students is very much the Scottish way, I suppose. Continuous assessment is very important to me.
But now let us start with the show. During the last year, our Australian exchange students collected a number of intercultural experiences in Germany. They met many new people and made many new friends. But before they came to Germany, they also had many worries in their heads. In our first category, absolutely open-minded, let us listen to Talia, Matthew and Lucy.
My one main worry was probably trying to actually get to Germany and whether I would make it or not, because it is...
What do you mean, the travel?
Yeah, it's 27 hours on a plane, and I've done a lot of traveling with my parents, but 27 hours on a plane by yourself is a whole different thing.
Okay.
And I remember getting into the airport at 4:30 a.m. in the morning and trying to speak the one word of German that I knew, which was Entschuldigung, and saying it completely wrong to try and ask where the train station was. And 1 hour later, we finally found the train station, but I did make it to Remagen. It was a 2 or 3 hour journey, mm-hmm. But that was my main concern, was whether I would make it or not.
Was it as difficult as you thought before you left?
People were so helpful that I thought it was such a big challenge, and mm-hmm. It turned out to be, if you have the courage to ask somebody, they'll always give you directions, and that's all you need to do is say, Entschuldigung und danke, and everything works out fine for you.
My biggest worry was about living by myself. Mm-hmm. In Australia, I lived with my family, and so it's a very easy life. But coming to Germany, I was going to be living in student accommodation by myself. Yeah, I was going to have to cook and clean and do housework all by myself without anyone reminding me or anything.
It was a different experience for me because I wasn't only going into a new university, I was also going into an internship where I had a different position in the university, which I thought might be really hard for me when I got there and I didn't really know how to handle the situation.
So how did that turn out then? Are you still worried about this?
No, not at all. It worked out really well. I just dove right into it and after the first week realised where I stood in the university and what I should do to get everything done. And
now during this year, do you think that you've changed? You've just met your parents again who flew over from Australia. What is your impression? Have you changed during the year?
I actually did ask my parents that question and they both looked at me like really strangely, kind of trying to analyze and say it politely, but I don't, they never told me what they were thinking. But I do think that I have changed a bit, being a little bit more adventurous in terms of doing things spontaneously. And
can you give an example of how you've been more adventurous?
There was an option to go for a conference in Turkey, and there was a lot of obstacles that I had to face to actually go there. So it seemed rather impossible at the start point, but I worked my way through that, and in the end eventually got to Turkey and had the best experience of my life. And overcoming those hurdles and obstacles is one skill that I think has really helped me and that I've developed while I've been here in Germany for a year.
I think I've definitely become a lot more independent and spontaneous since I've been here. So in Australia I was a bit of a worrywart, so I was always kind of wondering about what was going to be happening next and making plans about what I'd be doing 3 Tuesdays from now or something like that. But since I've been in Germany, I'm a lot more spontaneous. I just kind of go with the flow. So for example, the very first day in Germany, we had orientation, and Lawrence, you invited us out to dinner. And if you'd said that back in Australia, I'd be wondering about, well, do I have any assignments or homework that I should be doing? But instead I just put my hand up and said, yes, I would like to go to dinner.
Yeah, I think it's changed me a lot, actually. I never thought I could make a home out of a place that was so far away from home. That was one of my biggest worries, living in a little room by yourself. But you realise you have so many people around you, and the people in the Von Heim become your family. And going to university every day, it's like you're back at home.
Are there any decisions which you would take differently if you started over again? Any advice for future students, perhaps?
I think I was a little bit too relaxed and not as involved as I could be when I first got here in Germany in the winter semester. So one thing that I would suggest is to be more involved from the word go. So if somebody offers to take you dancing or do a dancing class, even if you don't like dancing, go to that dancing class. Because from that you'll find more friends and different opportunities. And I think definitely being open-minded. When I first got here, I thought I was a bit shy and reluctant to introduce myself. But once I got over that and went up to people and actually said, "Hi, my name's Talia, ich komme aus Australien," and people were so much happier to get involved. And that's all you need to say for you to make more friends. And after you do that, everything just falls into place and you meet so many people.
Because I was really nervous when I got here, because this is my first time living overseas, I got really close with all the international students. I just kind of latched on to the first group of friends I found. Yeah, and so I hung around with them all semester. But now, towards the end of my stay in Germany, I realise I have a lot of German acquaintances, but not many German friends. Okay. And so I really wish that I had been more open to meeting more people rather than just sticking with one little group. I'd definitely recommend to any foreign exchange students that they should branch out and meet as many new people as they can.
Okay, now that is easily said, but how do you actually do that when you arrive in a new country? Because automatically you are perhaps drawn to the other people who are in the same situation. So what can you actually do?
I suppose it's important to go up and introduce yourself to people and get to know them. I found that Germans were very friendly and they did invite me to things, but I would always forget to reciprocate and invite them to things. So I guess they just got the impression that I wasn't as interested as I probably was.
My advice for future students, main one would be maybe learn the language a bit more before you come.
I would definitely recommend going to maybe an intensive course for the first few weeks, because it's very difficult to communicate with people who don't speak your language. Like, getting emotions across and jokes across can be hard. So it was good to have the Australians there to talk to about that. And then once you got to know the Germans a lot better, you could talk to them properly.
Yes, learning the language before arriving in a foreign country is absolutely essential for each and every future exchange student. However, sometimes you may have some more specific needs that worry only you and which are very different from other exchange students' challenges.
I am in a special situation. I came here with my family. And especially when I got a message about that we couldn't come here to live in the student dormitory, mm-hmm. I was quite a bit worried about that because I had to find an accommodation. But finally, we got every assistance and every help we needed. So
okay, so this is a little unusual. You are a student, an Erasmus student, but at the same time you have traveled with your family.
Family means that I came here with my husband and I have a daughter.
Right. Okay.
So three of us came here.
Okay, so how does that work? How old is your daughter?
My daughter will be 3 in August.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked quite good because she goes to the kindergarten,
mm-hmm.
and she likes it very much.
Okay.
Now she can understand German.
Did she not speak any German before she came?
No, not a word.
Okay,
not
but now she word. Can understand it.
No, she can understand, yeah. And she speaks some words in German as well.
All right. Does she mix up the languages now?
No, sometimes so. I need to catch up with German kinder songs.
Okay. Now, this was a worry when you started. Did it turn into a real challenge for you?
Not really, because the office helped us to find the right accommodation, which is great in the center and in the middle of the life. So we didn't have any serious problems.
So in the end, it was even better than the student dormitory, perhaps.
Yeah, and I was worried about my husband, actually, mm-hmm. a bit, because he's on a maternity leave.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know whether he would like this situation living here in Germany, but
right.
yeah, after that, after the first 2 months, he suggested to stay here for one more semester, so all my worries has gone.
So Judith's worries have disappeared, and she and her family have spent a very successful semester in Germany. Perhaps this was because she had a lot of help. In our next category, Absolutely Helpful, I interviewed Adelheid Korb, who is responsible for our incoming students and supports them during their semesters abroad in Germany. I asked her what kind of help she can offer to our incoming students.
I think the main concerns are the same for each and every student that I've met in my career so far. The questions are, where am I going to live? What mm-hmm. is my room going to be like? Will I be sharing or will I have my own room, etc.? And the other question is about the academic courses. Which courses am I supposed to be doing, and how many credit points do I get, and how many courses do I have to do to get my credit points, to get recognition for what the students do at the partner university?
Okay, so this is already discussed before the students come over to your university?
Yeah. I make sure that the students hand in applications for rooms in student residences or find somewhere to share with other students. So by the time they arrive, they know where they're going to live. And I think that's one of the main worries taken away from them. So mm-hmm. they can start their exchange semester with a kind of positive outlook.
Right. So you help them with the accommodation to find either accommodation in the halls of residence or in private accommodation. But you said you also help them with their academic work. So what do they do?
I tell them what courses are on offer to them, mm-hmm. especially according to their particular circumstances, right. their course of study at home, what they've done already in the past, and the kind of knowledge they bring to the exchange semester here. So we then put together a program, mm-hmm. Which fulfills the criteria of their home university, so they get full recognition for all the courses that they're doing here. So that's another main worry taken away from students before they arrive.
Okay.
So they can concentrate on getting to know people, mm-hmm. Their new place, finding new friends.
Do you notice that during their stay there might be situations where they are crying at home in their dormitory and would like to go home?
We've had one or two students who in the end called themselves drama queens because there were a few tears shed over something. And I think by this time, neither I nor the students can remember what it was
shed
okay. the mm-hmm. tears about. And it was a kind of... at the moment, it seemed like an enormous problem, but mm-hmm. of course, we could sort it out amongst ourselves.
Do you notice changes from the first day when they arrive in your office to the last day when you say goodbye to them?
Oh, definitely. It's so wonderful to observe this. When they first arrive, they're a bit unsure about how to behave, what to do, how to do it. And by the time they leave, they have changed considerably. They are much more secure in themselves. They are independent because now they have a successful semester behind them in a new environment and the knowledge that they have coped successfully. So they're so much more independent and they become more partners rather than exchange students who are there for a particular time and then go away again.
Spending an extended period of time abroad is much more efficient than just traveling for a short time, and it offers unexpected opportunities for improving your people skills and extending your social network. So let us now move on to our third category, absolutely life-changing. Barbara Neukirchen, our colleague who looks after the outgoing students, will share her impressions of how students have changed after their stay in a foreign country. I asked her how the students find out about the options for spending a year abroad.
We offer several information sessions like an international fair or mm-hmm. Informative sessions at the beginning of their studies. They know about their possibilities here at Rhein-Ahr Campus and can contact us in order to talk about that.
Right. Do you think that you get those people who wanted to go anyway and you are giving them a new direction, or are you actually helping people decide to make the big step?
I try to do both and combine it. Because sometimes people know very exactly where to go to,
mm-hmm.
because maybe they were, like last week I had a student who stopped by. She told me she had been to Australia mm-hmm. a few months ago, and she would definitely like to study there for half a year.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it is almost like they are walking into a travel agent's.
Yes, sometimes it can be like that.
Okay.
Yes.
So how did you react to that?
I asked her if she had been somewhere else mm-hmm. also, but mm-hmm. She was definitely eager to go to Australia again. Mm-hmm. And so I would like to help her and make it come true.
Right. So what does that mean now? So she wants to go to Australia. She wants to study at a university. So what are the steps that need to be taken?
First of all, she had to have a look at the internet page of our partner university in Australia in order to see the courses they offer, in order to see all information about costs and application procedure, etc. Mm-hmm. And then we'll meet again and talk about her questions, maybe prepare the application.
So that sounds like a lot of work for the students. Can you describe what kind of work they need to do?
First of all, it's true. It's a lot of work. They have to do research about their country they mm-hmm. want to visit. and they have to do a lot of research about the university or company they want to work for.
Mm-hmm.
But it's worth it.
Okay, so you're talking about companies, but also about universities. How do these students decide whether they're going to spend a semester at a university or a semester in a company?
Often students worry if their language skills are good enough in order to go to a company and work for them.
Mm-hmm.
In that case, it can be helpful to start at a university because, for sure, you don't have to be perfect if you start your studies. You will have a soft start, mm-hmm. let's call it like mm-hmm. that. But if you work for a company, I have to admit, it would be very good if your language skills would be on a high level. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you can imagine, because otherwise you cannot really have conversations with your colleagues. It's probably a little easier with students and a bottle of red wine in the evening somewhere in a pub than with colleagues.
Yes, I would agree. I talked to a student who came back from Ireland, and she was so afraid before she left from here.
Mm-hmm.
If she would be able to talk to Irish people on the phone.
Right, mm-hmm. because of the accent.
Yeah,
also.
Right, mm-hmm. right. Mm-hmm. But it worked out.
Okay.
She was worried, but it worked out.
Okay. You're probably the last person who sees the students before they are going abroad. And then perhaps also you're one of the first persons who sees the students again when they come back from their stay abroad. Do you notice any differences?
Definitely, yes. You know, sometimes they leave us children and they come back as adults.
Okay, so definitely you see a real change in their attitude, in the way they approach you?
Yeah, right. I'll give you an example. Last week, I saw a student who came back from Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And before, she came to my office, and sometimes I didn't even hear that there was a person at my door. She knocked like...
Okay.
and
very timid.
Very timid, okay. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. And then when she came back, it was like... Hello, Miss Neukirchen.
Okay.
And it was a completely different person.
Becoming a completely different person is surely the biggest change you can expect from your semester abroad. In our last category, Absolutely Inspired, Andreas Faulstich is going to explain in how far his year in Scotland influenced his style of teaching.
I spent one academic year at the University of Edinburgh, and I still remember that one as one of the most interesting years of my studies, I suppose, because I got to know my academic subject areas from a totally different angle, both in terms of methodology, in terms of teaching styles, in terms of assessment styles.
Can you give an example of that? How could it be different if it is the same subject?
Basically, in the tutorials at the University of Edinburgh, discussion was more widely encouraged than in German seminar rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, people were welcome to share ideas and also to develop ideas as they went along. Teaching was less formalized, and I think...
What did that mean? How did you notice that in the lecture room?
Well, you could sometimes find the lecturers kind of thinking about how to express what they were trying to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in German lecture halls, you often found that people had scripted materials that were more or less...
prefabricated.
Exactly.
And then just read out. How long ago was your experience abroad? And does this experience abroad influence you as a lecturer in a German university nowadays?
Well, actually, I studied at the University of Edinburgh from 1994 to 1995, so quite a while ago.
Okay.
But I must say that, for example, the way I assess students is very much the Scottish way, I suppose. Continuous assessment is very important to me. So there is never one big single exam at the end of the semester,
but
a combination of smaller assessed people, pieces of work that accumulate towards the end of the semester, which reduces the workload of the students during the exam period, but also ensures them from week one on that they've already made some progress and that they're working successfully towards their final goal at the end of the semester.
So why did you change your style there, or why are you using this style which is perceived a little bit as foreign?
Well, actually, I find it more efficient because I must say when I was back at my home university and I was preparing for my final exams, I had to go back to my materials from the University of Edinburgh quite a lot because these were the things that I remembered very vividly. Okay. Because the different way of working with these materials, the different types of teaching and also the way of assessment that I experienced there had made these contents stay on my mind a lot more vividly.
So it makes sense to you because somehow it appealed more to your own learning style. What do you find, do your students like this too, or do they experience this as something a little strange?
I think that at the beginning of the semester, when I explain things to them, it sounds a little bizarre to them. But at the end of the semester, they often confirm that this was exactly what they needed. So I find that if people are willing to accept the approach and just go along with it, they often find it very helpful.
Adopting intercultural and international ways of teaching seems to me a good way to share good practice between international universities. Of course, our students may be a little surprised at the beginning, but hopefully they will soon see the benefits. So that's it for today. We heard a lot about intercultural experiences of our Australian exchange students, about their initial worries and how those worries turned into less important side issues. We also learned that having a family does not have to prevent you from doing a semester abroad. Judith proved to us that if you're well organized and get a lot of help, this is quite doable. Adelheid shared with us her points of view concerning the incoming students' worries and the inevitable changes of their mindsets. Andreas, who spent his academic year abroad in the 90s, gave us an example of how his Scottish experience 20 years ago still has an influence on his teaching. Please check out our website absolutely-intercultural.com to get more information about this and previous episodes. By the way, if you cannot wait and would like to hear a preview of future shows, perhaps you could visit our brand new Absolutely Intercultural YouTube channel. And if you liked this show, please like us on Facebook too. Our next show will be coming to you from Anne Fox in Denmark on the 1st of November. Until then, bleiben Sie absolut interkulturell.
Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.